Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Machine. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today we have Jessica Fontana, the founder and chief strategist of Samurai Partners. How are you doing, Jessica?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Shane. I'm excited to be here today.
Yes, absolutely. And I understand that you have an exciting offer for our listeners today.
I do. They have to wait till the end to hear it, but I'm excited to give an offer to everybody so that we can hopefully help them. So.
Gotcha. Oh, shucks. I know I'm excited. Yeah. Everyone listening better not just fast forward to the end.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of good stuff in the middle.
Yes, exactly. Well, hey, why don't you tell me a little bit about Samurai Partners? You know, as one of the founders, I'm sure you'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Yes. So Samurai Partners actually was originally came about because we had a couple of different people who were looking at the AI space and saying, how are we going to help more people? The book that I wrote last year was called AI Wrecking Ball. And I basically determined and talk about in that book how in this revolution, there's going to be people that if they don't kind of get on the AI bandwagon, they're going to get wiped out. And we came together and said, there are so many businesses, there are so many moms and pops, there are so many places who and people who have been in their business for years, but they don't know, they see this AI wrecking ball coming, but they have no idea how to get on top of it. And they're afraid of getting wiped out. And so we really came together to try to address that and try to help people who are afraid of this AI wrecking ball, not sure how to implement it, not sure what to do, to be able to help bring it into their companies and to help them get to the other side so that they aren't taken out by the AI wrecking ball.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Makes sense to me. AI wrecking ball. I really love that name. Makes me think of the Miley Cyrus song, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's coming in like a wrecking ball, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever seen the music video? I'm imagining like a naked robot coming in on a giant wrecking ball through the wall.
Absolutely.
And I know that the Samurai Partners is kind of a play on AI, right? You're literally just telling me.
It is. So Samurai Partners is actually... My AI is called Sam. So when I talk to AI, his name is Sam. And Sam, your AI partners. So we are your AI partners. And Sam's my friend that I used to help.
There you go. Perfect. Yep. I know I was messaging chat and I realized I was like, no, that's wrong. Do this. And then I just asked chat. I was like, hey, does it like hurt your feelings when I'm kind of rude or short with you? And chat was like, I don't have feelings. So if you're a little spicy sometimes, and then, but even now I still say like, please, can you do this? And then I say like, thank you. So they really is so easy to like personify AI because of how it speaks, like it speaks, so speaking more and more like a person. And it always,
absolutely.
Yeah. And every question or every answer pumps you up a little bit like, oh, Jessica, that was a great question. I'm so glad that you're thinking like that.
See, that's funny because I specifically tell it not to do things like that.
Yeah.
So mine doesn't do that to me because I actually go in to all of the instructions and I say, I don't want you to pump me up. I don't want fluff. I actually want real talk. So
yeah, no flattery here, please.
Yes, please. No.
Yeah, I remember I upload a lot of my transcripts into chat and I was like, describe me as a person and like how I can improve. And it didn't. It was like, oh, you're too much of a perfectionist. You know, that like all these like BS interview things that you give, like what's your biggest flaw? And I was like, don't compliment me. I want my feelings to be hurt when you tell me to fix it. So,
And then I have a prompt for you that I
okay.
will send you afterwards, okay? And you just put it into your where you spend your time having conversations, put it into there, and the readout's gonna make you cry.
Okay. What is
Okay?
it?
It's made many people that I know cry.
Okay.
So if you're looking for, that kind of truth dagger,
Yeah.
I'll send you the prompt for that.
Okay, perfect. And we'll drop it
Perfect.
in the show descriptions as well for
Yeah,
anybody
that'll
else
be
who's
like
curious.
the extra added bonus for actually listening through and hearing this part.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
Very cool. Well, hey, I know we got off on a little tangent here, which is great, but I do want to hear more about you guys. So, what kind of client, like, what is the biggest need a client usually has when they come to you?
Sure. So, it's so funny. A lot of clients that come to me are trying to grow their revenue. They're trying to grow their business and they're saying, I need more leads. I need more leads because I need to grow my business. And when I go in and I start looking, they don't need more leads. Okay. In many, many cases, 80% of the cases, they actually don't need more leads. What they really need is a better way of handling their leads, or they need to not have such a big hole at the bottom of their funnel so that everything they're doing just falls right out the bottom. We have to close the bottom of the cup so that it can actually fill up. And so that's a lot of what we go in and do is we look at the business, we take an overarching look at the business and say, what is happening? We do an actual full-on diagnostic. So when we do that, we're talking to several people inside the company. We want to really understand what the bottlenecks are. Where are your revenue hurdles? Where are your bottlenecks happening? Those different types of things, all of that stuff putting together. Because ultimately what we want to do is two different things. I want to increase your revenue and I want to increase your profitability. That's what I'm looking to do. And so when I go into a company and I do that, part of what I'm looking at is where are the bottlenecks that are causing your delays, right? Because there are delays that can slow down deals. There's all different kinds of delays that are in a company. So identifying what some of those are and where can we add AI or an automation to smooth that over so that there isn't as much human intervention involved. And because we as humans, we're great. We're wonderful, but we're not always consistent, right? Because we are human and life happens, consistency can be an issue. And so by putting these automations and coming in and helping with those things, especially a lot of the menial tasks and things like that, it really, really helps companies. And our biggest companies that we like to help are ones that are they're small businesses in many cases. Right. So there are small to medium-sized businesses who may be a second or third generation owner. They were passed this business from their dad, or they started the business 30 years ago, and they've never brought all of their systems into a digital age.
Yep.
I just helped a client last week, in the last couple of months, who was still getting all of their leads emailed to them every day. And then they would go ahead and they would respond. Okay, well, we put a lead management system in place. So now all the leads are automatically contacted. Like there's all of these different types of things that we can do to come in and help companies.
Yeah, no, I love that. I mean, I think I have the same thing where, a lot of people say, yeah, we have a lead problem, but usually it's a sales problem. Right. People are so quick to blame lead quality before they look at the quality of their actual sales funnel because, a lot of times people will hire out to get leads. I mean, that's how we make our business, right? But when they have to admit that there's something wrong internally, it's so much harder to get that. So it's like when we create our marketing materials, we always design it around leads, quality leads. But we know a lot of times when we actually get in these calls, we have to kind of have this really audit their sales process and have this mindset of, okay, is it actually a lead issue or is it a sales issue? Right. Which
Because
is a
most
huge.
companies have a problem either in their leads or in their operations. Like whether it's they
Yes.
don't have the flow that they need, or they don't know how to handle the leads that they're getting, or once they get them, operationally, they're not fulfilling properly.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Exactly. So. Yeah, that's kind of like the crux of the whole thing, right? And then yeah, fulfillment, that's a whole other side of things. So Yeah, it makes sense to me. And now, kind of like talking about your growth operations, right? So what's the growth strategy for 2026? What are you guys doing?
Growth strategy for 2026 is so. One of the things that we are going out and doing a lot of is diagnostics right now. And so our growth strategy for 2026, when we think about the market, right, and what's going on in the market is extremely volatile right now. Everything's changing. The technologies are changing so fast, and everything else is kind of is really up in the air. And so part of what we're really doing in terms of this growth strategy is how can we help and impact the most people? Right.
Yeah.
And that is a fundamental piece of our growth strategy, because at the end of the day, whether or not they become our client, if I can help them grow and I can help them, that's the biggest piece. We very much just want to make sure that we are helping as many people as possible. So, which is part of the reason why we have free tools and things like that, is to help other companies determine what they need. And through that, and through helping people, we're looking to grow. So there's going to be people who are going to be able to take the free materials and run with it. And there's going to be people who are going to take the materials and say, I really need help with this, because at some point, they're too busy running their businesses. They need to be able to run their business and not necessarily worry about everything that's going on in AI. And that's really where we come in, because we come in as an AI partner and help AIify, help work them through all of those pieces. And so the growth strategy is really everything from, I've always done social media for everybody else and not necessarily myself. Kind of like
Yeah.
the auto mechanic, right? He works on everybody else's cars and his is not great. And so I part of our growth strategy and what we're doing is actually me applying everything I know and do for clients actually to us for once.
There you go.
So that includes, social websites, funnels, lead magnets, kind of the whole kit and caboodle. So I've actually spent the last couple of months doing all of that for us specifically, so that we can go out and really take that next step and take 2026 by storm. Because at
Got
the end of
it.
the day, the more people we can help, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like there's leads and conversions, right? And so are you guys in a point where you are like, we need more quality leads, or are you at the point right now where you're like, we're getting enough quality leads, we just need to figure out like how to work them? What position are you guys at right now?
We're really scaling. So we've got leads. I in so prior to Samurai, I had my agency and things like that. And everything that I've done over the last several years has all been referral based. So I've never advertised, I've never gone out and actually gotten new leads. And so at this point, we're in a really good place. We've got all of our kind of pieces in place, and now it's time to scale, right? Because you've got to you can't scale before this is the same thing I tell clients. You can't scale before you're ready, right? Because otherwise all you're going to do is highlight all your broken pieces. And so we, much the same, really got all of our stuff together, and now we are actually looking to scale, to implement it all, and to really see it all, see all of that come into fruition.
Got it, got it. And what do you think, for seeing currently, what is like the biggest issue you guys are facing right now when it comes to scaling up?
I think the biggest issue right now is there is so much noise in the market, right? There's a lot of noise in the market, and there's a lot of people who are like, try this tool. This is going to be your saving grace. This is your silver bullet. This is your silver bullet. This is your silver bullet, right? There's so many people out there talking about silver bullets, but unless, what kind of gun do you
I
have?
love that. No, that's so important because there's so many ads and so many emails of people just saying, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, right? And we've been a lead generation agency and growth partner for 9 years, right? And we were coming to that same thing. It's like everyone's doing the same thing and it's getting so crowded to the point where you have to have something really unique to stand out. And it can't just be like these Hormozian offer guarantees anymore, right? And so coming up with something, the way we do it, honestly, is through podcasting. Like we, for all of our clients, we set up podcasts for them and we, help them take these guests who, I mean, these are people who aren't responding to ads. These are really high up individuals who want to share the successful thing that they've built and helping shuttle them into like growth conversations, right? And so that's the unique mechanism for us. That's the different gun, right? And it's so far, it's been working exceptionally well.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the big piece, right? It's like what gun do you have? Because if you're trying to give somebody a bazooka ammo and they've got a 9mm, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
You might blow up the bazooka thing in your hand, and that's not gonna do
Yeah.
you any good.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, as we kind of like come to the end of the podcast here, I'm doing a new thing. Instead of asking a final question, I'm giving my guests an opportunity to ask me any burning growth questions they have. So if you don't have any, that's totally fine. Kind of putting you on the spot here, but is there something that you want to ask?
I would love to ask you a similar question to what you asked me is, so I know part of it's podcasting, but what are the top two things that you're doing to grow in 2026?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is podcasting. It's just we have been so fortunate to partner with a bunch of really, really awesome companies, really great personalities, like people we click with. Like I'm excited to come to work, so that's great. And it's I think the whole podcasting platform kind of helps develop that rapport. So that is something that we're really excited about and have been doing. And we're actually going to be launching ads soon. We're having all these technical issues with our ads account trying to get it set up right now. I cannot tell you how frustrating it is. Like I have to go get stuff notarized and like it's insane because of it was set up improperly years ago. So I'm gonna
Well, if you
tell
want me
everyone
to
now if
audit
you
it, let me know.
Yeah, exactly. And so those are the two biggest things. And I think when you do run ads, it's really important to come in with like a cold traffic friendly offer. And so, that's something that we're launching as well. We just started offering, it's like a dating offer to people where they come, they try us out for 3 months, and we show them how the amazing work we can do and then pivot them into a full partnership. So
I
those
love
are,
that.
yeah,
That's
those are the
great.
big things that we're doing in 2026.
Love that. I love it.
Cool. And
That's
then let's hear your offer to the audience. Speaking of offers.
Sure, yes. So, the offer to the audience is that the first 10 people that actually respond, what we'll do is we will actually do a free diagnostic for them. So this is normally valued at about $2,500. So, it is a really good deal. I'll actually come in. We'll come into the business. We'll do a full-on audit. We'll help identify different blockers, potential marketing issues, things like that. We'll do the full-on diagnostic, give them a report, and they can either choose to take that to their agency and whoever they're working with to have that fixed, or they can contract with us to have it taken care of.
Perfect. Sounds good to me. And
All
we'll
right,
put this offer. Actually, no, we're not going to put it in the description because then they won't have to listen till the end.
That's
So,
right. That's right. But I will
yeah.
send you the link afterwards so that you've got
Yeah.
it for people who want to sign up.
You got it.
All
Awesome.
right.
Well, again, Jessica, thank you so much for joining. This has been a lot of fun.
It has. Thank you so much, Shane. It's been a blast.